Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is Sunday, August 9th, so we're very close to starting up trading in Asia. Just thought I'd put together some ranks on Excellent, as you'll see here. And these are from Wendy's CFD, which I would not trade CFDs at all, but these are a good indicator of what to focus on the real McCoy. And not just that, seems to work pretty good, quite well actually. And I just want to go through the ones that I've seen 2 days later after showing a batch on Friday, and surprising there. So let's talk about this again. Harmonic scans for CFDs on Awanda. So what I'm looking for specifically are longs. I'm not really the best shorting guy out there, so there's a lot of shorts here, namely in Brent crude oil, as you can see here. So, you know, this is the current price, this is the target price, so in this case it's a short. These are excellent scores as well. Another short, so you have here soybean, that's a short. France 40 short. Here's an interesting one called the long. Let's see if that's a short. Pretty well a short. Let me just see here. Yeah, these are shorts. So we're looking at for point D. All right. So NASDAQ short. Here's the interesting one. Real interesting. Everything's shorting except for England. And look at that run up from roughly 6,052 all the way up to 6,400. And look, it's somewhat reversed. I'll show you the one that came out correctly as well in silver. So we have here euro against the British pound short, euro against the franc short. Here's a long, euro against the Australian dollar. Interesting. British pound against the Australian dollar. That'd be an interesting combination as well. It's a long. A little one for the pound against the Australian dollar again. Short there. Short. Here's a long on the US Mexican peso. I'm not sure if I trust that. So here we're getting into the silver. I did this a few days ago on seeing this, and look what's happened. Silver has come off. And people are getting clobbered. So this is how I can confirm that this seems to work nice. So we got different silver against different currencies, be it the franc, the euro, the pound, Singapore dollar. Here's platinum. Platinum as well. Is that a short? Yeah, it is. And they were talking about that. It's a long. Oops. Okay, so continuing along, let's see how our UK 100 is. That's a long. How's the bonds doing? The gilts, those are shorts. So quite interesting how the UK markets may move up. More shorts. Brent crude again, short. NASDAQ is a short. Soybeans are short. This one's interesting as well. So we know about the tanking dollar, and a defense one or hedge is the US dollar against the Chinese yuan. Again, quite a bit from 699 all the way up to 711. So that might be an interesting one to consider. USD against the Czech is another long that I saw. Too long to load up. So again, with the Mexican peso, Australian US dollar, short. Short. Wheat is short. And then we're getting into the very good. So essentially what's good is the US dollar against the Chinese yuan, and the UK 100 for the markets in the UK. So those are looking A-OK. And yeah, Be on the lookout for those later in the week. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.